יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Oh, yes, beautiful, isn't it? It is, it is. All right, let's look at where we're at. Today is the 26th of February, 2026. It's Adar 9, 5786. Adar 9, 5786. And that's where we are today. Now, let's look at what we're doing. Several things happening along the way. I remind you of this. Is that on the 24th, all right, that's Tuesday, that's 2 days ago, Adar 7, the birth of Moses and the death of Moses, birth in Exodus 2, 1 and 2, and death in Deuteronomy 34, 5 and 6, happen on the same day, traditionally, wow. Our scripture of the week is Exodus 27, 20 through 30, and then 30 through 10. And then 1 Samuel chapter 15, 2 through 34, 1 Samuel 15, 2 through 34, and Mark chapter 6, 14 through 29. Mark chapter 6, 14 through 29. Okay, I'm going to review what you didn't hear. I thought it was a great history lesson, but you didn't hear it, so let's start it again, all right? I hope you can listen. God ordained a daily worship service in the tabernacle calling for continued burnt offerings. Now, every day, the priesthood offered two male lambs as burnt offerings for the daily service. Now, these burnt offerings began each morning with a male lamb offered as a burnt offering. The priests would slaughter a lamb, place it on the fire of the altar. Here you go, as the first sacrifice of the day. Now listen, the lamb burned on the fire all day as a continual burnt offering. And the priest placed each offering that was given on top of that pyre on which the lamb was burning. So the lamb was burning on the fire, and every sacrifice would be placed on the lamb. Whoa! Think of that. Jesus, the perfect sacrifice on the cross. Our sins placed on him. Hallelujah. And what wonderful thoughts here. Now, when the day's service concluded and the priest had completed all the sacrifices of the day, you see, Jesus is the complete sacrifice. They brought a second lamb and they slaughtered it, placed it on top of the remains of today's offerings, sandwiching the whole day's services between the two lambs of continued birth offering. Don't you see Jesus on the cross as the perfect lamb? He's on the cross, and all the sins of the world are going on him. He's the perfect sacrifice. Perfect. Now, the next day, it would start again. They would remove the ashes of yesterday, placed it on the altar, and started the process over. In this way, a lamb remained continually burning on the altar before the Lord. Ooh. Jesus is that constant sacrifice. He was sacrificed once and for all, not many times. Not many times. One time, not every day, one time. Taking away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Now, this pattern was functioning in the tabernacle, and they would sing songs, they light the menorah, and they would burn incense. And it all occurred in conjunction with the offering. Now, these two lambs of continual burnt offering offered at set times of sacrifice created the structure upon the rest of the temple service. When the time, the Bible says, when the time was fully come, God sent forth his son as a perfect sacrifice. Perfect timing, perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. Now, this offering would continue in Exodus 24. It was a covenant ceremony at Mount Sinai. And it remained upon the altar. This continued as a token of the covenant. There's the Old Testament covenant right there. His blood splashed daily against the altar, provided a constant reminder of the blood of the covenant. This is my cup, Jesus said, of my sacrifice for you. Take it in remembrance of me. Here is the cup of the new covenant. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Now, John the Baptist came, and he alluded to the burnt offering when he identified Christ as the Lamb of God, John 1:29. Behold the Lamb. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb. The Lamb of God. What does the Lamb do? Takes away the sins of the world. Now, somebody asked, how come there was two lambs? Well, number one, Messiah, son of Joseph, and Messiah, son of David, grabbing together the old covenant and the new covenant. Both covenants were there. The sacrifice. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament became the sacrifice in the New Testament. And also the first and second coming of Jesus. That first lamb that came and that second lamb that's gonna come. Listen to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 29. Messiah, also having been offered once, hallelujah, to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who are eagerly waiting on him. Hebrews 9:28. The question is, are we waiting? Yes! And that history lesson in the Old Testament points to the history that's going to be made when Jesus returns. Thank God for the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.